Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Good afternoon, Simon, and good afternoon to the listeners. Just my usual Thursday voice note. I really want to just follow up. I know we've been talking the last couple of days about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine pause. I just want to just wind up because there was an important urgent meeting of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, was abbreviated ACIP, which is the main advisor to the United States, to the Center of Disease Control, to the government of the United States, and also to the Federal Drug Administration, which licensed vaccines. So they had an urgent meeting yesterday to look at it. It's a big meeting. They usually have about something like 50 or 60 experts from around the country looking at the various aspects of the pause, the Johnson & Johnson pause, and the relationship to the reported clots. So just to kind of review what they found, and that some of it I have said before, but I'll repeat some of it. To date, they have found 6 cases of what's known as cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, a bit of a mouthful, abbreviated CVST. Basically, what it is that there are clots in the veins that drain blood from the brain, and it causes obviously various brain manifestations. Now, the interesting thing, these were picked up on their adverse events reporting system, which, as I mentioned yesterday, this is an intrinsic part of when they roll out a vaccine. So any adverse event, any unusual event or illness which occurs after vaccination gets reported to this adverse event reporting system. So 6 cases have been reported. All of them were women between the ages of 18 and 48, and all of them occurred acutely or fairly soon after the vaccine administration, about anything ranging from 6 to 13 days. Just in bracket, there has been one case of the same illness, CVST, in the trial, in the Johnson & Johnson trial, but it's not part of this vaccine adverse event reporting system. And that actually occurred in a male, a 25-year-old male. So let's get back now. Up to now, they've administered 7,233,726 doses, just over 7 million doses, and they reported these 6 cases. So it's less than 1 in a million that this event has occurred. Just also as an aside, there have been no reports of the CVST with the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccines, or the other vaccines. Pfizer is the other vaccine that we will be getting. So there are a lot of things that still don't know. We don't know the background of these 6 cases, these 6 ladies that did get the CVST. And they are still obviously looking at the true incidents. These are what has been reported. Also, they're looking at, first of all, they have to see, is there causality? That also has not been established. It may just simply be an adverse effect happening at the same time. But they are also looking at possible mechanisms, and there may be a mechanism where the vector, in other words, that adenovirus that carries the gene into the body, that may cause antibodies to be produced, which attack the platelets. Those are the small cells in the bloodstream which are responsible for clotting. So that may be, but as I say, the cause has not yet been established. As I mentioned yesterday, the risks are extremely small. It's a very rare complication, 1 in a million, as compared to, for example, air travel, which is 1 in 1,000 per year. At any rate, where to go from here, if there is found to be a link, and I must stress, at this stage there hasn't been, so they actually have delayed the pause in the United States. We're still looking at it now, or soon, to see if it should be delayed here. But the one possibility, if there is found to be a link, is to use an age recommendation, which for the AstraZeneca vaccine in Europe they're doing. In other words, it's AstraZeneca, which has a similar problem with clotting. They're only recommending for old individuals, anything from 50 up to 70, over 70 in the case of Iceland. Most countries over 60, United Kingdom over 30 years of age, so only limiting it to older people. Anyway, have a good Shabbos, and we'll keep you appraised. Thank you. Bye.